Blog Talk Radio.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hopes? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yours? Is life just a game where we make up the rules while we're searching for something to say? Or are we just simply spiraling coils of self-replicating DNA? Is life, what is our fate? Is there a heaven and hell? Do we
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters. And maybe a Twisted Mister or two, one just never knows. Hello, Pam, and hello, Naomi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are
you? How's it going?
So far, so good.
So, yep, exactly. So far, so good.
Silence. I'm sticking it out, girls. I'm sticking it out.
Well, am I on? No, I'm not on mute.
No.
I kind of said, how are you both, and left it at that, and I had to tell my grandson it was time for bed. So I kind of muted myself, thinking you guys would carry on with the conversation. At least for a second, I agree. Next time I'll just
tell you. All right. All right, well, yeah, I mean, I'm doing good, and Naomi, I know you're a little under the weather, so I hope you're feeling better soon, and I hope, you know, anybody out there who is feeling under the weather will be hopefully, you know, feeling better soon.
And for God's sake, stay away from the late night poets' water cooler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right?
The late night what?
The late night poets' water cooler.
Oh yeah.
I think
everybody's getting it one after the other.
That's an old joke around here. Every now and then I throw that water cooler in. I actually have a picture of one. I put it up once in a while. Yes. Yeah. So I don't know. So tell us about your contest, Pam.
All right. Well, I decided to go with a simple theme, which is the meaning of life. And I found a bunch of different quotes, And I actually just ran across one quote while looking for prompts and then thought, well, you know what, I'm going to look up other quotes. And so I put up a bunch of quotes that had to do with the meaning of life, and some were serious quotes and some were funny cartoons. And I told people they could write to one of those prompts, you know, or they could just simply write on the topic of the meaning of life. And it got a great response. The contest filled up like a week over, I think like over a week early with 25 entries. So, yep, and quality, quantity and quality. So it was a topic that people really responded well to.
Nice. Very nice, very nice. Mm. Well.
Was a success for sure, but I mean, it was such a great topic, the meaning of life. I mean, so you can so inspiring.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it is something that pretty much I think everybody ponders on, you know, like the why are we here question, why am I here, you know.
Mm-hmm. And everybody has their own kind of, you know, they can answer from their own perspective too, you know, their own experiences. So, you know, so yeah, great idea for a contest, really. You said it filled up real fast. I'm not surprised because it's really I almost wrote to it, but then when I saw that it was filling up and filling up, I said, okay, I'll just leave it, you know.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. I get that. I do the same thing. So, all right. Well, I guess we'll go ahead if everyone's good with that and move forward with some writes. Since we got a nice full board.
Okie dokie. Sounds like a winner.
All right. Well, up first we have Why Do Cats Keep Secrets by S. Sharp. And we do have a SoundCloud for that. So, Gene, whenever you're ready.
Okay, here goes.
Why do cats keep secrets? My cat is just rude. Damn nine lives, knowledge and wisdom gained from the first eight. He sits calmly about as I stress. What does this all mean? What is life? Is there something more? Something beyond the here and now? Will God strike me down if I sin? If I knock, will heaven let me in? Does anything matter? Words, hopes, good deeds? Are any of these thoughts more than just seeds that will replicate the cycle of wonder? My cat knows, but he won't share his thoughts. That's okay, though, because I'm not going to share my poem with him. Two can play this game.
Great read and write, Scott. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, you know, exactly what I said, you know, the topic can be taken from any perspective, and Scott just showed that here, you know, by taking his cat, you know, and what a clever way to attack the subject of the meaning of life, because, you know, yeah, of course, cats have nine lives, so, you know, they gained all the knowledge and wisdom from their first eight ones, and, you know, so what a great way to start out the poem. But then he addresses, you know, more profound questions, you know, in the middle of it, you know, questions that I think, you know, we can all relate to. And then, you know, it's finishing. He finished with humor again in the end, which was really great. Came round circle. So amazing, amazing, right, Scott, for sure. Bravo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree. And he did write, actually, to the quote, "My cat knows the secret of life, but he's not interested in sharing." So, you know, that was a great twist and take off of the chosen prompt. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought it was a great take on the prompt as well. I love the first stanza alone. My cat is just rude. Damn nine lives. Knowledge and wisdom gained from the first eight. He sits calmly about as I stress. You know, I mean, right there, you know, cats have that air about them, you know. They just hang out and they lounge and they look around and, you know, they're just, that's just the way they are. But I definitely like the end. My cat knows, but he won't share his thoughts. That's okay, though, because I am not going to share my poem with him. Two can play this. Because it was just a wonderful, humorous ending to this piece. And well done, Scott. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have to say, because you just know darn well that no cat in their right cares about hearing any poetry except their own.
Mm.
That ending is really funny. And, yeah, he definitely captures well the whole attitude of a cat in that first stanza. And I have to agree with you, Naomi, that he does put in some wonderful, profound thoughts in the middle, you know, especially with lines like, does anything matter, words, hopes, good deeds? Are all of these thoughts more than just deeds that will replicate the cycle of wonder? You know, beautiful lines there. Excellent write and very well done. All right. And let's see what we have next. Up next, we have Purpose by After the Fire. And Jean, will you go ahead and give that a read for us, please?
Sure. 1 second again. Purpose by After the Fire. There's always the purpose of this life. I think I got it wrong. Between the grief, the toll, and strife, my life's a country song. I've found both love and happiness, a temporary state. We're pawns in one big game of chess, played by the gods of fate. Though pleasure's easy to obtain, it's difficult to keep. Too often it will morph to pain and leave a man to weep. If joy is what gives meaning to your existence, I can see that mine has surely gone askew. Life's meaningless may. End poem.
Great read there, Jean. Wonderful rhyming poem, as always. Great meter to it. He wrote to the prompt, happiness is the meaning and the purpose of life, the whole aim and end of human existence. And I like that his poem is what I like to call an answer poem. You know, the idea that writing to a quote that you don't necessarily agree with because it doesn't fit with your own personal experience. As Naomi was saying at the beginning of the show, we're going to have a lot of different interpretations on the meaning of life because a lot of it will be based on people's own either, you know, experiences or personal beliefs for, you know, according to what they've gone through in life. I really like this all the way through, you know, but of course, it's a very thoughtful ending, great wordplay. If joy is what gives meaning to existence, I can see that mine has surely gone askew, life's meaningless to me. And I think he also, you know, I think he makes a really good point here because, you know, the quote put up, it's a beautiful quote. And of course, you know, I used it because I wanted to see what people got from it. But, you know, it brings up that question. If the meaning of life is to be happy and, you know, have joy, then what do you tell people who aren't happy, who don't have joy? Do you tell them that their life is meaningless? So, you know, I think it definitely is a rite that brings food for thought to the table. So excellent rite and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I really like this. You know, he has some really good lines in here. You know, the first one that really stuck out to me was, between the grief, the toil, and strife, my life's a country song. You know, and that's so true. You know, you can just hear all that grief and toil and strife, and when you're listening to a country song, you know, some of those country songs, just as if they're crying the way through the whole song. But and then we're pawns in one big game of chess, played by the gods of fate. I really, really like that one too. And, you know, and of course, too often it will morph to pain and leave a man to weep. You know, so really great rhythm, really good, great rhyme in here, as always with Dave. And, you know, some awesome, awesome lines. So, great job. Bravo.
Absolutely. And I, too, also like that part about, you know, being the giant pawn in a game of chess. So I'm glad you brought that part up. Very cool. And, Phil, your thoughts?
There is another great piece penned by Dave. He really, you know, I love his rhyming meter. I really do, always. Because I'm a rhymer from way back in my head, you know. And I think that it just definitely, his points were well made. I thought it was a great response to the prompt. You know, we all have different answers to, you know, what is the meaning of life and, you know, what have you. But I have to say, you know, I was reading it and I'm going, okay, and I liked each stanza, but I was hung up on the one about the chess too. I found both love and happiness a temporary state. We're pawns in one big game of chess played by the gods of fate. I thought that was an excellent stanza. It had kind of packed a little wallop right there, you know, and then it went on to a little more, you know, but I think that one just kind of put it out there, you know, the way you really felt about it. So nice work, Dave, and thanks for sharing with us all. That was a great addition to the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comments. Mm-hmm. And up next, we have The Many Facets of Life by Daniel Duhaime. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yeah, I don't see it. I'm going to refresh here. Okay, The Many Facets of Life. Through the cover of a gilded book, ancient knowledge is brought to bear upon the pages of a sentimental journey, through trial and error of a test that is given, yin and yang come together to create balance, body and soul. A full life remains a goal, to sing, laugh, and cry, and still wonder why. Tears are the soul's repository of emotional baggage, a bearer of healing hugs, singing a blessing of unfathomable joyfulness. Life is measured in good deeds and how it changed the world to improve social upheaval. End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi. And what a thoughtful and beautiful write by Daniel Duhaime. And team, your thoughts?
Hmm. I'm not
are
quite
you on mute?
Mute. Can I get you to go first, Pam?
No problem. No problem. Okay. All right. Well, I have to say, I thought this was beautiful. It's thoughtful. I like how it starts out with the idea of learning from the pages of a book, you know, learning from the knowledge of past generations. And, you know, great lines all the way through. But I especially like that it speaks on the idea of creating balance between the body and the soul. And that, you know, that the goal is to not only live a full life, but to live a full life with that we share with other people and make good for other people. I really like tears are the souls of reciprocity of emotional baggage, laughter a bearer of healing hugs, singing a blessing of unfathomable joyfulness. Life is measured in good deeds and how it changed the world to improve social upheaval. And I like how those end lines speak on the idea that we change the world one small act of kindness at a time. So excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I really love the line, a full life remains a goal, to sing, laugh, and cry, and still wonder why. You know, it's true, you know, sing, you laugh, and you cry, and you still wonder why, you know, why you sing, why you're laughing, why you're crying. You know, that is part of, you know, the mysteries of life, and I think it's proof that you are alive, you know, that you can do that, you know. So, yeah, I think this was really, really great. This was a absolutely wonderful write here by Danielle Jalam. Very well done, Danielle. So bravo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean?
I think the sentiments in this poem were very well thought through. I love the first three lines, you know, through the cover of a gilded book, ancient knowledge is brought to bear upon the pages of a sentimental journey. I'm not going to say anything about it. A full life remains a goal to sing, laugh, and cry and still wonder why. And then, you know, life is measured in good deeds and how it changed the world to improve social upheaval. You know, as I say, the thoughts were really good throughout. I thought it was a nice job. So thanks for sharing, Dan.
Absolutely. Great comment. All right. Let's see. Up next, we have The Meaning of Life by Gilpy. And it goes like this. The meaning of life is simple, to leave the room in better shape than you found it. The hard part is to figure out which room to clean, decorate, demolish. There you go, overthinking a simple thing. Bring joy, plant a tree, do no harm to another living being. We have a lot of work to do. Poem. And that is just another beautiful write on the subject. And like I said, there's just going to be so many great perspectives tonight to delve into. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, if I would have written to a quote, that would have been it, because I just love that quote. The true meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you do not expect to sit, you know. That's just so beautiful, you know, just to plant trees, to plant a tree, not because you want something out of it, but, you know, just doing something in life so that you, you know, not so that you profit, but, you know, you can profit others also, and just, you know, for the beauty of it all. And, you know, I think, you know, he went away, and you know, it's so simple, but yet it's so profound. And he starts out, you know, the meaning of life is simple. It's as simple as to leave the room in better shape than you found it. You know, the hard part is figure out which room to clean, decorate, demolish. So I love his extended metaphor here of a room, you know, of life being like these compartments, and, you know, just figuring out, you know, instead of, you know, trying to figure out everything, every little thing, he just continues and says, there you go, overthinking a simple thing, you know, just go with it, go with it, you know, stop overthinking, bring joy, plant a tree, do no harm to any other beings, you know. So yeah, I think he addressed the quote really, really well here. So bravo.
I have to agree. And great comment. You know, if you could still write to that quote and share it, you know, on an open poetry night, and make sure, of course, if you do decide to write to it, to like share the poem with me so I can read it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Jean, your thoughts?
I like the take on this prompt by Guilty. I really did. I thought it was an excellent take. It was nicely penned. And, you know, I would call it a brevity. So I thought it was a great brevity. And I think he touched upon some great thoughts in there. I love the, it's simple to leave the room in better shape than you found it. The hard part is to figure out which room to clean, decorate, and demolish. You know, and in life, that's kind of what, you know, can be all attributed to, you know, had enough of this room, oh, wait, I spruced this up a little bit, and it, you know, and they're not really the rooms of anything but your mind and your world, you know. It's like raking up the leaves in the backyard, you know, just a wonderful metaphor for it. Nicely done, Guilty. I really like this and the way you put it. It was simple, but it was very direct. And, yeah, great response to the prompt. So well done, and thanks for sharing. Another great addition for tonight.
Absolutely. Great comment. And, yeah, I do like how this is a wonderful extended metaphor of you know, taking care of the rooms and, you know, and it's simple, and yet at the same time, as Naomi was saying, profound. I really like this all the way through, because it's difficult to separate any one part from the other. But, you know, I do have to say that when he gets to the middle where it says, there you go, overthinking a simple thing, bring joy, plant a tree, do no harm to another living being. You know, it breaks it down so easily into, you know, think about other people other than yourself, and make sure that not only the people that we know now, but future generations know that joy, that happiness, and that know that think about others, and that's where the true meaning of life comes in. So excellent write all the way through, and very well done. All right, let's see what we got next. All right, and up next we have The Corridors of Eternity by Arcana Amor, and we do have a SoundCloud for that whenever you're ready, Jean.
Thank you. You remember a time when death embraced you, when you fell into its arms, forlorn and frightened. In that briefest of moments, everything faded away, swallowed by inevitability, yet somehow you resurfaced. Did you die? And do you truly recall your survival? Without memory of finality, to continue unabated. Beneath the shadow cast upon this chapter of existence, one that haunts the innermost recesses with doubts. So where are you now? Who is this facade you see? Is it real? Are you real? Is anything around you real? Drifting through each day, in blurs of perceived time, as if your endings never happened, erased from awareness. But deep down, you know you are only fooling yourself, taking the easy option to ignore truths from your pasts. Those finite moments when the worlds around you crumbled, to be plunged into alternate realities, bereft of reflections. Yet, here we stand, blissfully unaware, in this precise moment, carrying absent reminders of events, or how we arrived here. We choose ignorance, taking the path of least resistance, despite visiting flashbacks, submerged in brief whispers. And where do we go from here? Why are we unable to recall? Is this some karmic test? A chance to put right past wrongs? Wandering alone through cosmic citadels of consciousness, seeking life's answers through voids of spiraling enigmas. If only we could grasp the ghosts from each dying moment, death would no longer hover over us with threats of closure. Each ending melting into new beginnings that carry on forever, in rippling relays that race through mirrored multiverses. Are these suppositions of life merely roles in moral melodramas, performing infinite soap operas on stepping stones of transition, before realizing it's time to let go of our deepest regrets and fears, and step through revolving doors into the corridors of eternity.
Bravo. Wonderful read and write there, Arcana. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It's very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, then the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Naomi, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, well, you know, he took us to so many places. My gracious, you know, I think I felt like I was in the Matrix for part of it. Like kind of caught in the Matrix there. You know, where are we? What are we doing here? Are we really here? And then, you know, then a little bit of reincarnation, I felt, you know, maybe we'll, I think he addressed that. But, you know, what really stuck out to me was that last stanza. Are these suppositions of life merely roles in moral melodramas, performing infinite soap operas on stepping stones of transitions before realizing it's time to let go of our deepest regrets and fears and step through revolving doors into the corridors of eternity? You know, that the last stanza really, really stuck out to me. But, you know, well done. You know, he so many questions to ponder, for sure, throughout this whole piece, which was so well done, so well written. Bravo, Arcana. Once more, beautiful writes.
It truly is. It truly is. Yes. Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
But this was a wonderful write from by Arcana all the way through. And it took me a while to kind of absorb and where I wanted to go with my comment. I think that, you know, I like the first and second stanza from the end, if that makes any sense the way to say it. But I thought, and where do we go from here? Why are we unable to recall? Is this some karmic test, a chance to put right past wrong? Wandering alone through cosmic citadels of consciousness, seeking life's answers through voids of spiraling enigmas. If only we could grasp the ghost from each dying moment, death would no longer hover over us with threats of closure, each ending melting into new beginnings that carry on forever in rippling relays that race through mirrored multiverses. I thought they were wonderful stanzas there, and I did like the very last one, but, you know, somebody took it. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I just thought it was. I thought it was just a great write. There's so much in it, and it's so full of thoughts and good thoughts. You know, not just mumbo jumbo. I mean, there's a lot of points to ponder throughout, and I think that Arcana did a great job. So, nice work on it, and thanks for sharing with us as always. I know I keep saying that every time, but you know, it's always a pleasure to have his work on the air. And what a wonderful audio that was. So, thank you.
It was. Yes, great comment. And, yeah, I too like this. I like this all the way through. I like the parts that you two pointed out. You know, to me, I like that as a whole, the poem speaks on the idea that oftentimes, we are so busy living life that we don't stop to think about, you know, the meaning of it and the purpose until as our individual life, until we get to the end. And then we think about our, you know, if you get to the end of your life, if you're, you know, fortunate enough to have a little time to think about it, but, you know, you get there and you think about, you know, what am I leaving behind? You know, am I leaving behind memories and thoughts of value to other people? And I like how this is a representation of the afterlife as corridors. And you almost can picture somebody wandering through these, you can picture somebody wandering through these corridors, having this conversation with a higher power, or even just, you know, with themselves, or perhaps with another, you know, person who's passed on, and being asked these questions and thinking about it, did you die, and do you really recall your survival without memory of finality to continue unabated beneath a shadow cast upon the chapter of existence, one that haunts the innermost recesses with doubt? And, you know, and I also like, but deep down, you know, you are only fooling yourself, taking the easy option to ignore truths from your past. Those finite moments when the world around you crumbled to be plunged into alternate realities bereft of reflection. And I like how this speaks on to me on the idea of not taking time to reflect and learn lessons from life's experiences. So excellent, right, all the way through, and very well done. All right, let's see here. Up next, we have 42 is as good a reason as any by Daniel Deschino. And Jean, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. "42 is as good a reason as any" by Dan Deschino. What can I do with this that I've been given? Well, I said that all wrong, didn't I? Yes, I did. Let me start over. 42 is as good a reason as any. What can I do with this that I have been given? To live in the insanity I've decided to understand, or I decide to accept understanding's frailty. As a creature I call human, I think, because that's what I call it, hairs break off with every fractal radiance, the pleasing ones I walk. I wonder daily if the choice was right. I am told by those that were told, and the roots of the tree are lost deep underground. A dream is something that the heart can find rhythm with. And so even if this is all but a dream, it is something, and I am part of it. A pure parcel of land is a world full of waste. True love's kiss in the electric, artificial, heartless world. What is everything? I am a fool to answer, but I am still part of it, and I'm still in it, and it is still me. And there is good, and there is evil. Let my insignificance at least flower compassion. With my obscurity, at least let me be kindness. Let me, once forgotten, to at least have left in peace. And please, let me just for as long as I can." End poem.
Great read there, Jean. Wonderful write by Daniel Deschino. I was glad to see he was inspired, and he wrote to the quote, "The answer to life, the universe, and everything is, and everything 42, which is from the book The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. And of course, I could not do personally a show or a contest on the meaning of life without having that quote up. And I love his title. 42 is a good a reason as any. I thought there was a nice like a bit of humor in there. As always, you know, and this is, I think, a great topic for Daniel Deschino, because he really always has, to me, quite often, philosophical poetry. Let's see, great writing all the way through. But my attention was especially grabbed by "a dream is something that the heart can find rhythm with. And so even if this is all but a dream, it is something, and I am a part of it. A pure parcel of land in a world full of waste. True love's kiss in an electrical, artificial, heartless world." I like that speaks on the idea of being the reality within a dream state, you know, being the heart in a world that it is too ruled by artificial. And so excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, what I really like about this write is that it rings true. You know, he doesn't just all I was going to make up an adjective there, prettify everything, make everything pretty. He tells the harsh reality, that the world and life is not always just love and roses and, perfume, and it's a heartless world, it's hard. It's a land, that's, like he says, world full of waste. That exactly those lines that you just recited there, Pam. And then he goes into, what is everything? I am a fool to answer, but I am still part of it. But I'm still in it, and it is still me. So, whether it's good or whether it's bad, he's still part of it. And, that's living right there. To be still in it, to be still him, to stay himself in the midst of everything. So, very well done. Absolutely amazing right here by Danielle.
Absolutely. And yes, great comment there. And Jean, your thoughts?
I think that this was I thought it was excellent work by Dan. Very well expressed with great thoughts throughout. I agree with you 100% on that stanza that you quoted, Pam. Absolutely. But since you quoted it, I had to find another one. So I went, okay. So I went here, let my insignificance at least flower compassion. With my obscurity at least let me be kindness. Let me, once forgotten, to at least have left in peace. And please let me just for as long as I can. I thought there were great ending lines for this. I mean, it seems like a lot to say ending lines, but it all pulled it together in the end, and I think it wrapped it up nicely with a bow. So great job, Dan. Nice work. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Great comment. All right. What's next? We have My Life's Meaning by Jenny Hunt, 2017. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yep. Yes. I'm just going to send off that comment, the last poem there. Getting there. Jenny, My Life's Meaning. For so long, I couldn't find life's meaning. No reason for living, didn't know of any. On the brink of destruction, on this dark path, a new day rose. Then a miracle happened. The meaning of my life was found. As long as I live, my baby, you'll be. Words I sang to you since life gave me you. My bleak future no longer clouded with grim. Life's meaning is you, sweet child. You are the future. All children are. Dream, sweet child, of fairies dancing on flowers blooming. Find happiness in what you're doing, no matter what life gives you. You gave me meaning in my life. So in return, I'll grow with you and love you with my whole being. I will always be there guiding you down the right path, a life of happiness, fulfilling your dreams is what I hope you have, giving you a better life. That is my life's purpose. End poem.
Great read there, Naomi, and what a wonderful, heartfelt write by Jenny. And Jean, your thoughts?
I agree. It was a fabulous write by Jenny. All of us who have children know that kind of does give meaning to your life. Even if you didn't know you were lacking meaning before, it changes you and your attitude and outlook a lot of ways. And you always want the best for your children. For so long, I couldn't find life's meaning. No reason for living, didn't know of any. On the brink of destruction on this dark path, a new day arose, then a miracle happened. the meaning of my life was found. What a wonderful lead-in stanza to this. It has a lot of emotion drawing you in, you know, and then she goes on to express, you know, her child. But that the end, giving you a better life, that mm-hmm. is my life's purpose. So I think that she, yeah, I think she hit this prompt head on, you know, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Well done. Thank you, Jenny, very much.
Absolutely, yeah. Great comment. I really like what you had to say, and I have to agree with you that when you have a child or you have children, it does change your perspective on life. So very cool there. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I think we were talking about this, Tam, back, you know, Robert Munsch, that book, As Long As I Live, My Baby, You'll Be. You know, she used that sentence in this poem, and it still strikes such a heartfelt chord with me, you know, from his book. But it's lovely how she incorporated that line into this poem. Words I sang to you since life gave me you, my bleak future no longer clouded with grim. Life's meaning is you, sweet child. You are the future all children are. And, you know, I really agree with what Phil had to say. You know, once you have your children, you know, it changes you. It changes your whole perspective on life. And, yeah, you know, you do have meaning. You see the future in a different way. Of course, you worry more, but that goes along with having children. But, I mean, yeah, it does change you. And, you know, this is a really heartfelt piece by Jenny here. And so touching. So very well done, Jenny. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment. It's funny because, Naomi, when you read that part, you know, that has to do with that book, a children's book, I thought the same thing. I thought, oh, my gosh, that's the same book that Naomi and I were talking about that makes us start crying. And, you know, this is a beautiful, heartfelt write, and I think it's one she definitely needs to save. And, yeah, like, I don't know how old her child is, but I think it would be a beautiful one for her to share with her child, you know. And, you know, and or even I think it's a poem that, like, all children need to hear. I mean, unfortunately, they won't, but, you know, it's what children need to hear. And so I hope that she is able to share this one. You know, beautiful, right? Heartfelt. I keep saying heartfelt, but it is. It just really strikes a chord with me. I really like, as long as I live, my baby, you'll be words I sang to you since life gave me you, my bleak future no longer clouded with grim. Life's meaning is you, sweet child. You are the future, children are. And I really like that line of you are the future, all children are, because it does speak on that idea that, you know, it's not just about her child, but about all children. So excellent write and very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what we got next. All right, up next we have Surrender by Hall of Mindfulness, and we have a recording for that whenever you're ready, Jean.
Okay.
Surrender, like the plants surrender to the earth, the trees surrender to the breeze. No willpower required, just life living with ease. Like the clouds surrender to the sky, the oceans surrender to the tide. No striving, no effort, just life living, no aside. Like the tides surrender to the sun and the moon, the stars surrender to the night sky, no trying to change a thing, just life living, no reason why. Like the body surrenders to the breath, we too now surrender to our presence. No expectations, no assumptions, just life living, our aware essence. End of poem. Sam Hall, Hall of Mindfulness.
Great read and write, Hall of Mindfulness. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And she wrote to the quote, "The meaning of life is just to be alive. It is so plain and so obvious and so simple, and yet everybody rushes around in a great panic as if it were necessary to achieve something beyond themselves." And I was really glad to see that she was inspired. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, where I wanted to go with this. I liked how each stanza fed into the next. Like the plants surrender to the earth, the trees surrender to the breeze. No willpower required, this life living with ease. And then like the clouds surrender to the sky, and it builds, you know, until you get to that end where it says like the body surrenders to the breath. And I think it was just really nicely done, a great audio. And, I think she really hit the prompt head on. So, nicely done, Hall of Mindfulness. I really like this piece. It was very well put together and composed. So, thank you so much for sharing. And great audio.
Absolutely. Great comment. And, Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, this is such a calming virtue about it. It's such a meditative piece, I find. That makes it so awesome. I'd listen to this, before, falling asleep or, just to calm me down with her voice too. It's so so relaxing. Beautiful, beautiful lines. I love, like how Phil said, how each one pours into the next, like the plants and then the clouds and then the tides, the sun, the moon, and then your own body, just how she winds it down the page, to come to yourself, to the human part, in our human part in the world, where we exist in the world, that like everything else, they're just there and they just exist. And why not us? Why not just surrender to our breath and, without any expectations and just there, just live, And so well done. Beautiful, beautiful piece. Bravo.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, it does have a wonderful meditative quality to it that's very relaxing. And that idea of, it kind of speaks to me in the idea of living in the moment rather than rushing forward to get to the future or dwelling on the past, appreciating what you have here in the now. And I really like this all the way through. But I especially like those middle two stanzas, that talk about, that use the metaphors of nature, like the clouds surrender to the sky, the ocean surrenders to the tide, no striving, no effort, just life living, no aside. And it really does speak to me on that living in the moment idea. So beautifully written and very well done. And all right, let's see what we have next. Doo-doo-doo. All right, And up next we have Life in the Balance by Garden Delights. And it goes like this. Fluttering fairy light wings near my rayon elbow, pausing to absorb sunshine, my friend flickers away with stained glass colors, looking for genuine nectar-rich flowers. Nothing is more attractive nor carries greater meaning than the delicate balance of life played out across the world in infinite variety. My gift is my respect for this drama and its actors, wisps of fog, layer airwaves, living creatures murmuring, travel upon it, secrets and commonalities alike, twisting and twirling, one wrapping another in braided frescoes. This mistiness rambles around a corner into vineyard rows, weaving among fruiting trees with ivory buds just opening their eyes. Layers of moisture dissipate into growing warmth, disappearing like hasty promises. A painter's brush works, applying shades of jadeites and mottled browns, layered it just so. Figure emerges from the mist-filled background, the keeper and master joining this cast in his magnificent play and poem. And what an absolutely stunning rite. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, as usual, she uses so many rich imagery and so many beautiful metaphors. Garden Delights does, you know, it's an absolutely beautiful writer, you know, it's so talented. A painter's brush works, applying shades of jadeites and malted browns, layered just so. A figure emerges from the mist-filled background. Just a beautiful all the way through. You know, such a rich, a vivid piece, you know, on life itself and, you know, the balance of everything. I really love this piece by Garden Delights. So beautifully done.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
Hey, I'm steady giving comments. I just want you to know I was steady giving comments. I thought this was a beautifully penned piece, as always, by Garden Delights. He has wonderful imagery always. Lovely scenes that she paints out in her work. And this is no exception. It's definitely beautiful. I thought there's a wonderful imagery and thoughts throughout. Painter's brush works, applying shades of jadeites and mottled browns. Layered just so, a figure emerges from the mist-filled background, the keeper and master joining this cast in his magnificent play. Lovely way to end this up, that keeper and master line, you know. It's like that painter's brush. I just love it. I think that this was just very, very well done. So thank you, Garden Delights, as always. What a wonderful piece. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I too really enjoyed and appreciated the imagery and metaphors throughout this whole poem. It had a wonderful spiritual touch to it, and the idea, you know, that the painter could be a human painter, it could be a representation of a higher power that creates the earth. And I like how this speaks on the balance of life. You know, in the lines, nothing is more attractive nor carries greater meaning than the delicate balance of life played out across the world in infinite variety. And that is so true. There's so much variety of life and the way that things just seem to balance out. You know, the idea of the animals and plants and people depending on each other and needing to find that balance. I also really like that ending, and then the imagery and the mistiness rambles around a corner into vineyard rose, weaving among fruiting vines with ivory buds just opening their eyes. I love how she describes the ivory buds of the vines as you know, opening their eyes, almost like the representation of a newborn. So beautiful, right, and very well done. And so very cool. Yeah, I am really, really enjoying tonight's poetry. Well, and I do every Tuesday night. But yeah, it's just great to see the variety of responses, and very cool. And all right. And up next we have A New Tomorrow by Arliss D. And let's see here, looking back, and yes, Jean, will you give that a read for us, please?
A New Tomorrow by Arliss D. Morning sun burnishes the old cattle guard. Orange rust glistens in streaks of dew. No one wanders this lonely road. Fields lie fallow, burned by the earth's flaming fury. Smoke settles in the soil, acrid smell of death and decay. Native ghosts dance down on tender grasses. What longs to flourish craves nurture, thirsts for proper use. I have gassed this ranch to baptize the past. I have sacrificed more than I could lose. I walk without walking, kick embers to life. They vanish like vapors past rocks and trees. High plains heat burns language from the body. Phrases fade in cascades of fat. Silence echoes from the hills. I will embrace it in white waters pooled at my feet. Cattle drowse with the patience of ancient stones. They flap their tails at fingers of mist. Saddle in hand, I leave for a new tomorrow. Those who lay their burdens down, pick them up again in fire. End poem.
Great read, Jean. And thanks. A wonderful write by Arliss D. And Naomi, your thoughts?
You know, Arliss is a poet that I've come to know, to read more and more. And each time I read his poems, you know, I appreciate them more and more. They're so well written and they're so profound. And you know, in here, you know, he paints a landscape so beautifully. You know, of this countryside that he's dwelling in here. And, you know, I just love every bit of this. But, you know, cattle drowse with the patience of ancient stones. They flap their tails at fingers of mist. Saddle in hand, I'll leave for a new tomorrow. Those who lay their burdens down, pick them up again in fire. You know, what a beautiful, beautiful lines. You know, this is the poet that I've came to read more and more of, and that really, really love his work. So, just so well done.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yes. And I highly recommend his poetry to anybody who hasn't read him. So, great comment there. And, you know, so very, very cool. And, Jean, your thoughts?
Well, you know, this is a great piece. It was what I kind of refer to usually as 2 feet on the floor kind of poetry. He's got these descriptions that are so relatable, in a space, in its place, in the space, you know. Morning sun burnishes the old cattle guard. Orange rust glistens in streaks of dew. No one wanders this lonely road. Fields lie fallow, burned by the earth's flaming fury. And then he goes more into this earth and the that's not the wording, but the soil and the cattle and all that. It's very real. Like, you know, like cowboy is real, you know? And you can see the imagery as he's talking about it. And I think he did a fine job with that. And I'm with Naomi. I love that last stanza very much. I think he tied it up nicely with that. You know, cattle drowse with the patience of ancient stones. They flap their tails at fingers of mist. Saddle in hand, I leave for a new tomorrow. I think that's great, you know. I think he really did a fine job with this piece. And I think it was a pretty neat take on the prompt. So great job, Arliss. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I really like the imagery and metaphors in this and how it speaks on the idea of learning from life, of learning from nature, and moving forward. That end stanza with cattle drowse with patience of ancient stone, it made me think of, well, you know, I read that and then I listened to you two comment. It made me think of a poem. And I see different variations of it, so I can't remember who originally wrote it, if it was, you know, like, you know, they didn't know originally wrote, but it was basically the, and I'm paraphrasing the title, but along the lines of everything I needed to learn in life, I learned from a cow. And you can look it up and you'll find different variations, or you'll find it in just a list form. But I remember I ran a contest on, because you could also find it in more of a poem form, and the idea of learning, you know, to just take life easy. And unfortunately, I can't remember, but and I'm not going to go that far back in my contest at right now. But yeah, another right that just has a really thoughtful, philosophical look at it, at life. I like this all the way through, but I did particularly like smoke settles in the soil, acrid smell of death and decay, native ghosts dance, down tender grass, what longs to flourish, craves, nurtures, thirst for proper use. I have doused this ranch to baptize the past. I have sacrificed more than I could lose. And I like how that speaks on the idea of renewal coming after a fire, of the pain and sacrifice that is made to find, you know, the rewards and the happiness in life. So beautifully written and very well done. Mm-hmm. And let's see here. All right. And up next we have Meaning of Life by Robert Polsky. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Of course. Meaning of Life. The life, a fruit tree, germinated, then sprout, produce more fruit. It's here for just a season, one day, twinkle of an eye of cosmos, has its dawn, fades away at dusk, child of the universe, no less than the trees and stars have the right to be here. What can you do in one day when dawn's mist falls, futures unsettled, not clear, canvas all white, heedless of what's coming? Find your wings and land upon a gentle cloud. Wind will pass the mist way. Be yourself, look into a mirror for the answers you seek. See if you can be alone with yourself. And if you truly like the company you keep, get up and face each day, even when feeling alone. Know you are someone's brother, sister, someone's mother, someone's friend. Make the most of every day by giving all you have. Play your little part. Do not whine. Make your mark on earth. Love, be loved in return. Make a difference, even if it's small. what's really important, whether or not you're the best you can. Fleeting is this thing called life. We journey toward its end, experience pieces of a puzzle don't truly comprehend. Departing, leave behind you footprints on the sand of time. Don't count the number of your breaths. Count moments taking your breath away, and the life in your years will count, not the years in your life, and you will be the one you choose to be in the end. End poem.
Great read there, Naomi, and what a wonderful write by Robert Polsky. Thoughtful all the way through. And he wrote to the prompt, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away, which was actually the quote that started this contest, because that was by Pablo Picasso. And that was the quote I happened to run headfirst into that started the whole idea. And I like how the imagery and metaphors throughout this, and how it speaks on being true to yourself. Be yourself. Look into a mirror for the answers you seek. See if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep. I like how that speaks on the idea, if you don't, enjoy your own company, then maybe, think about changing things about. And I also really like how this is another one that speaks on, living in the moment. Another favorite line of mine was, don't count the number of your breaths, count moments taking your breath away. And that is so true. It's about, quality instead of quantity. How many of those beautiful, breathtaking moments in your life have you truly lived? How many of those adventures in life have you truly lived? So, excellent write and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought this was a great piece by Robert. I thought it was nicely penned. Oh, yes, I'm not on mute. Yay. and I much enjoyed each stanza in this poem. I did grab the next to last one. Make the most of every day by giving all you have. Play your little part and do not whine and make your mark on earth. Love and be loved in return. Make a difference, even if it's small. What's really important, whether or not you're the best you can. I like that one, and I loved the ending stanza. I don't know how many times I've heard, don't count the number of your breaths, but count the moments taking your breath away. I've heard a similar quote that's been around a long time, but I like the lines, and I like that he made them his own. But then it says, the life in your years will count, not the years in your life. The life in your years will count, not the years in your life. Yes, yes, yes. And you will be the one you choose to be in the end. I love that. I thought that was also great. So, but the piece was wonderful from beginning till the end. A lot of good lines and a lot of great thought in this piece. So, excellent job, and thank you, Robert, for sharing with us.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Oh, my gracious. There's so much packed into this poem. So many wonderful, beautiful philosophical thoughts to ponder on. What can you do in one day? What can you do in one day, just remember that, time passes, and remember that you to use up every day to the best. Be yourself, look in the mirror for the answers you seek. See if you can be alone with yourself. That's so important. And, make the most of every day. And then, of course, I love those lines that Phil and you recited both. Don't count the number of your breaths. Count moments taking your breath away. the life in your years will count, not the years in your life. It's such a beautifully well-rounded piece here, you know, that englobes, I think, everything, you know, that quote represents. So beautifully, beautifully written here by Robert Pilecki.
Absolutely, great comment. And up next we have Oh Ah Ouch by Eric Svensson. And we have a SoundCloud for that whenever you're ready, Gene.
No.
Ooh. Ah. Ouch. Chirp. Burp. Thumb, bumpity bum, upside down baby bottom slapped, a howl, a scowl, a creased frown, a newly arrived soul begins its odious bush and briar track, back to the omnipotent ocean from whence it comes. Tiny tot, newly hatched turtles, we hurry, scurry, flurry, duck and dive to avoid fates, razor sharp seagull beaks. Flock born, Jonathan Livingston seagull lurks within, chariots of fire tripping through discordant waves. Elders speak of life's race, quirky quasars nebulae, fickle fate would reduce us to mere stardust, parts and particles of nature. 77 says the good book. Ooh, ah, ouch, a pinch of Himalayan salt goes a long way. It's not about the destination, but the journey. Black box ego records cranium cockpit's shenanigans. Peyote ceremony opens the doors of perception. Quantum field spiderweb welcomes our intentions. Chirp, burp, thump, bumpity bump. Within the whole 9 yards lies life's secret. Be true to our innate gift. So, what if poetry is not a profession, but a condition? Ribald renditions, river raft, ever onwards we stream. Salmon ingenuity would have us swim upstream. Fate's big balloony bear mouth, ready to snap a grab us. We're hell-bent on spawning words of beauty, aren't we? Brothers and sisters in quilled arms, we musketeer. Fracas, abacus aside, irony's ire, dire dissonance courts assonance. Duality, O duality, wherefore art thou? Noble Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, treason, skull, and crossburn reason. Ooh, ah, ouch, combustible vessels of vestibule love, we're musical notes in life's hymnal, little light inflections in a vast hypnotic symphonic overture. Digital clocks, we decimal, add, subtract, divide, and multiply. Be your purpose, be your pulse. Be your purpose, be your pulse. Be your purpose, be your pulse. Dear everybody, you do realize that if you weren't on live stage with me, this poem would never have seen the light of day. Ooh, ah, end poem.
is very much appreciated. You know, so many wonderful lines throughout this whole poem. I like that he makes, you know, especially to Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Flock-born Jonathan Livingston Seagull lurks within chariots of fire, tripping through discordant waves. I like how this speaks on the idea of finding ourselves, of finding our own individual, you know, meaning to life. And it works well with the quote that he chose, which is, there is not one big cosmic meaning for all. There's only the meaning we each give to our life, an individual meaning, an individual plot, like an individual novel, a book for each person. Wonderful lines. You know, I like how this is, you know, to me speaks on the idea of being true to yourself. Also, great alliteration. I really like, a pinch of Himalayan salt goes a long way. It's not about the destination, but the journey. Black box, ego, wreck, records, cranium, cockpit, shenanigans, peyote ceremony opens the door of perception. I like how that speaks on the idea of opening up your mind and not, you know, fitting your thoughts into a box. And I thought it definitely made me smile at the end when he said, "Dear everybody, you do realize that if you weren't on life stage with me, this poem would never have seen the light of day." I thought that was just a clever and smile-inducing ending. So very well done. And your thoughts, Jean?
Yeah, I thought this was a great piece penned by Eric. Great lines throughout and a wonderfully expressed take on the prompt. I read this portion of the stanza. Ribald renditions, river raft. Ever onwards we stream. Famine ingenuity would have us swim upstream. Fate's big baloney bear mouth ready to snap and grab us. We're hell-bent on spawning words of beauty. Arms, brothers and sisters in quilled arms, we musketeer. I thought that was a great line, you know. And, you know, for so many of us, the writing is life, you know. That is our meaning in life. You know, I fell off that boat about a year ago, but it's all good. I get it. And I think that he really did a nice job putting it together and working off of the props. So nice work, Eric, and thank you so much for sharing, and great audio.
Absolutely. Really great comment. And Naomi, are you back with us?
Yeah, this is like so brilliantly Eric. He's just so witty, engaging, and so profound in this piece. You know, and of course I picked out the same lines as you, Pam. A pinch of Himalayan salt goes a long way. It's not about the destination, but the journey. And of course I love his repetition though. Be your purpose, be your pulse, be your purpose, be your pulse, be your purpose, be your pulse. It's like as if you have your heartbeat in there. You know, you feel your heartbeat. So, yeah, just so well done all the way through. Bravo, Eric. And thank you so, so much for sharing and encouraging our contests every time. Brilliant, brilliant, right?
Absolutely. Great comment and great writing. So definitely not going to be an easy contest to judge. Quality work for sure.
Oh,
all right.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'll need it. All right. Up next we have To Love and to Be Loved in Return by Betty Page. All I want is one someone but be my everything, to love, to be loved. That would be my dream, to love and have love returned. I implore, I yearn. What good is all else without love? There is no point. Love is the answer. Love, yes, it's the key. Love is the meaning of life. Wish you just love me. Can't help how I feel. I'm lost at sea, just drifting. Just rescue me, please. give me mouth to mouth, pull me out of these riptides, save me from myself, end poem. And what a beautiful and emotive write by Betty Page. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, what is, you know, what is life without love? You know, of course, can be different kinds of love, you know, love for art, love for somebody else, love for, you know, so much kind of love. But here she has love for a person. And, you know, it's true, you know, you need the love of others around you, whether it be your spouse or a lover or a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, or, you know, just your children and your family, your parents, your grandchildren. You need that love. You know, I think that's essential to exist, you know. And I think, yeah, she pinpoints something that's very important here, Betty Page does, you know, that love is, you know, the key to everything. It is sort of the meaning of life, because, you know, what without love, what's left, you know, what is different from human, from being animals? I think, you know, not that animals can't love, I think they can, but, you know, to what degree, you know, I think humans, you know, we need that love in our life. So very great, amazing right here by Betty Page.
Absolutely. Great observations, Naomi. And Jean, your thoughts?
My mouth is not acting stupid. Yes, it is. Very much so. Good. I'm not on mute. I was struggling to see. I thought that this was nice work by Betty. Love is the foundation. An open heart can make life palatable. And I thought it was well expressed. It doesn't have to be romantic love. It just has to be love in general, the love of each other as people. You know, Betty tends to lean towards the romantic love, but it all basically, when you think about it, love is love, right? And don't we all want to be loved? So this is what I picked. That would be my dream, to love and have love returned. I implore, I yearn. What good is all else without love? There is no point. Love is the answer. I think that there were great lines in there. And, you know, there was another one. I love, yes, it's the key. Love is the meaning of life. I love that, too. I think that it really, I think she hit on something with this piece. So well done, Betty, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Great job.
Absolutely. And, yes, you're both right in that, you know, love can come in so many different forms, and every one of them is important. You know, I really like the heart that she put into this write and how she focuses in on the importance of love. I really like, what good is all else without love? There is no point. Love is the answer. Love, yes, it's the key. Love is the meaning of life. Wish you just loved me. Wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done. All right, let's see here. Up next, we have Our Gift by Randy G. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Off mute will be better. Okay, Our Gift. Life is special, and it should be cherished. And live to the maximum before we perish. We need to grasp that each day is a blessing, lived with passion and hopes of progressing. We have been given an ability to create with varied talents that guide us to our fate. They give our life meaning from the very start, delivering treasures, right from the heart. A thing only we can give, making it unique and as valuable as any handcrafted antique, thoughtfully designed to a level of perfection that will stand up under serious inspection. All these gifts have come from high above. The greatest of them all is the gift of love. An optional gift, the purpose we must weigh, its true value found when it's given away. End poem.
Great read, Naomi, and what a beautiful, thoughtful write by Randy G. And Jean, your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was just excellent. Did it again twice in a row. I thought this was just most excellent. I thought that the write was great all the way down. I mean, I liked each stanza as we went along. But when we got to the last one, here we are again. All these gifts have come from high above. The greatest of them all is the gift of love. An optional gift with the purpose we must weigh. It's true value found when it's given away. How true, how true, how true. Just a wonderful write, Randy, and I really liked all of it. Well done and well stated. And, excellent to take on the prompt.
Yes, absolutely. And I do have to agree with you. There is so much truth spoken in those end lines, and the idea that, you know the true value of love once you start giving it away. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, me too. I riveted to that last stanza all the way, you know. Just so much in this poem. But, you know, it all comes down to that love again. You know, as we just saw in Betty Page's poem, you know, the all importance of love. And you know, Randy says, it's true value found when it's given away. So, you know, love is important, but not only to be loved, but also to love, you know, to give that love away, to be able to love, probably yourself, but, you know, they basically here I think he's talking about loving other people, just giving that love away freely. And, you know, that's the meaning of life right there, just to be able to love. So amazing, amazing write by Randy here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I really enjoyed and appreciated this one. It has great rhyme and imagery. I like how it speaks so strongly on you know, giving that love and learning and growing. I also really like the last stanza, but I also like we have all been given an ability to create with varied talents that guide us to our fate. They give our life meaning from the very start, delivering treasures straight from the heart. And I like how those lines speak on the idea of using your gifts, your talents, to make the world a better place, to enrich other people's lives. So beautiful, beautiful and thoughtful write, and very well done. All right, let's see what we got next. All right, up next we have To Bestow by Ed Hunter. And Jean, will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. A long time since I saw Ed Hunter's work. Nice. To Bestow by Ed Hunter. Our life is to find purpose and then to achieve reason. Reason is learned through obstacles that are now and unknown. Truth is the way to search deep down the process within self-retrospection. Life is not to love yourself first, but to respect yourself and others. With purpose, love will be a natural odyssey for oneself to cherish. This art is to cultivate the highest quality of wisdom for generations to come.
Great read, Jean, and what a wonderful write by Ed Hunter. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, the lines, life is not to love yourself first, but to respect yourself and others. You know, that it says it all in those lines. You know, be humble. Be humble and think of others before you think of yourself. And, you know, respect others, you know, because without respect, you don't have anything. You know, respect is the foundation of society and living together. And, you know, without it, you know, everything blows up. But, you know, that love, to love, you know, others before yourself, I think that's so important. Put that into practice. And he shows that here in this poem, so beautifully written. Another astounding poem here.
Absolutely. Great comment. And yes, I have to agree with you that respect is so important in any area of life where people have to be together. So great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought this was nicely written by Ed. Great take on the prompt. And, you know, I picked up there as well. Life is not to love yourself first, but to respect yourself and others with hope. Love will be a natural odyssey for oneself to cherish. This art is to cultivate the highest quality of wisdom for generations to come. And I think that they were wonderful lines throughout. And I think Ed did a great job with this. So well done, buddy. Good to hear from you again. Hope we'll hear some more from you soon.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I have to agree. It is good to hear from Ed. So very cool. And, yeah, I really enjoy this. It's a wonderful brevity with great thoughts shared. I do like where it speaks on respect. Life is not to love yourself first, but to respect yourself and others. And I like how it brings in the idea of also not only respecting others, but also respecting yourself, because that really is important. You know, just a wonderful write on valuing, you know, your own life and other people, and, you know, passing it along to the next generation. So wonderful write and very well done. All right, let's see here. Up next, we have A Purposeful Existence by Xylophonic Blues. Curtain air breathes a dusky eastern sky. Life wraps you in fire, velvet black. Hedges fold, hangs, floating, hatches deep. I stretch upward, lighting horizons, satin dragons waiting for the wind between narrow and compressed, innocent raindrops hit the tin roof. Humanity's elongated voice shoots up, words without a consonant. Executive suites, helpless hands resound the drumbeats of 1,000 drummers, isolated classrooms, a courtroom to awaken, arise. Consonants without a syllable, beating, snared, wired brushes, messages stamped on soldiers coming home. The rain rushed, swish, swishing, syllables without a sound. Trees planted by the waters of today, refugees sifting histories of soil, searching for compassion, one-sided justice among the huddled masses. Destiny's north wind shaped, perception strive to breathe free. Sounds without a whisper, frail fingers inclined, hands once closed and strong, corrugated channels pitter and patter. Airplanes sail through windows squared suspension, hitting the ground. A valley is just a plain without the hillside of a mountain, land flowing with milk and honey, songs of generous bread. The rain without clouds sounded rushed, keys shutting the door, hearing footsteps on the pavement, marching rivulets lingering behind. Concrete echoes in the streets, shrills impediments of armed storied lessons, watching our values die, never to repeat. An oasis cannot have a palm tree without a desert. Cobblestone of human thoughts shivering. Grass will never grow without soil, past warbling rocks into small brooks, unfolding an empty vessel, thirsty to receive. Trees cannot be protected without bark. Shaded branches reach, voices, dearest child, sighs and sounds of happiness. A tiny mustard seed's clock, spun hand, roots whispering, waters, thousand rain, still run in my veins. Faith holds water, hope for tomorrow, quilled pens stir a mighty grain of sand. End poem. And what a stunning write with wonderful imagery and metaphors. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, he brought out the, once again, he didn't just, you know, bring out the beautiful side of life. He brought out, you know, the refugees. He brought out the soldiers coming home. You know, he brought out, you know, the dark side of life too, which is a part of life, you know. But, you know, the stanza that stuck out to me was an oasis cannot have a palm tree without a desert. Cobblestones of human thought shivering. Grass will never grow without soil. Past warbling rocks into small brooks. Unfolding an empty vessel thirsty to receive. Trees cannot be protected without bark. Shaded branches reach voices, dearest child. You know, that was just beautiful. But, you know, amazing all the way through this write. This poet, wow. You know, every time he writes, it's just amazing what he comes up with. So once more, bravo, bravo, bravo. A stunning, stunning piece.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
I don't know, because Naomi just took my stanza, so I go back and look again.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sights and sounds of happiness, a tiny mustard seed's clock spun hand. Roots whispering, water's thousand rain still run in my veins. Faith holds water, hope for tomorrow. Quill pens stir a mighty grain of sand. Each one of these stanzas was wonderful in one way or another. I think that they were all just very well stated. That one with the oasis and the palm tree, I thought was wonderful. I loved how it was unfolding an empty vessel, thirsty to receive. That was my favorite part of that. But it was really well done all the way through. So well expressed, well written, you know, I mean, there's nothing to take away from it except for, you know, how good it was. So thank you so much, Bonnie Blues. Great job.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I really liked this all the way through. It had wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like how it's surreal in some parts, and other parts it's got a very straightforward style, like trees planted by the waters of today, or where it says things like the rain without clouds. Not that wasn't, but that was more surreal. But I did like that line, but that was more surreal. That wasn't quite what I was looking for. You know, there's just the idea, and I'm trying to find a specific example of where, you know, it shows that different elements of life really depend on each other. But it has it all around vibe of how much, you know, we depend on each other and how much we depend on nature and nature depends on us. I like the image and the sound of the rain, and that really speaks to me. Some great lines all the way through, but a valley is just a plain without the hillside to a mountain, land flowing with milk and honey, songs of generous bread. I like that. That speaks on the gifts of life and being generous with them. So amazing write all the way through, and very well done. Mm. All right, and let's see here. Up next we have Pancreatitis Gnawed on My Innards and I Found Peace by Cedar Chapman. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay. Pancreatitis gnawed on my innards, and I found peace. I lie a withered wool sock puppet, curdled on a hospital bed. A leaky pink bag of enzymes flood my abdomen with razors and broken glass. The CT scan showed blobs of little dark storm clouds scattered all over my pancreas. Sobbing, reverberates from the bed next to me. Witching hour starts when children and wives go home. Only a thin layer of cotton sheet shields me from anemia, fumes, and vomit bites, bits. Beads of sweat roll down my pulsating temple before a nurse injects hydromorphine into my IV. I sigh in ecstasy. The shivering pain and anxious voices dissolve. All the answers of the universe float past me. Mount Fuji is spinning on my middle finger and shooting a geyser of Kentucky bourbon. I frantically lick every drop. Grimace waves at me holding a shamrock. Shake and a double quarter pounder with cheese. Saliva drools off the corner of my mouth as I take a big bite. Better save some fries for my roommate because his wife just left him and he's not doing too well. Why is the nurse laughing? 4 weeks pass. I'm back in my doctor's office. Words like chemotherapy, radiation are mouthed from his lips. I don't chase buses anymore, solving physics problems with my kid means we get to eat quarter pounders afterwards. Sand, grit, salt water, foam rubbing between my toes, holding my wife's hand as the blood orange sun sinks below the Pacific Ocean is a new experience. I Google the nurse who gave me hydromorphine. I think about that feeling every day. And poem.
Great indeed, Naomi. And what a beautiful write by Cedar Chapman. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought this was excellent. I really did. Ironically, I've had pancreatitis, and I think he really nailed it when he wrote that down, right down to the morphine pump. Yep, anything. Mm-hmm. Make it go away. But also that topic, I could relate to the discomfort and the pain and all of that. But then when the second section comes up, and it's like, okay, 4 weeks pass, and I'm back in my doctor's office, or it's like chemotherapy and radiation are mouthed from his lips. All of a sudden, the things that matter most or should matter most are now the perspective of the whole poem. Getting sand between your toes and water and holding your wife's hand and playing with the kids and all that other stuff. It all comes into his perspective then. And I think that he nailed it by starting out the way he did and then getting into this half of the poem. So excellent job, Peter. As always, you really know how to express it well. And nice job.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I have to agree with you. He really did nail the prompt. And yeah, when it comes to, there's nothing but that puts the life into perspective more than like having a help scare and, you know, or going through something like that. So great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with both of you. You know, there's nothing more than, you know, being close to death to appreciate life, I think, you know, and all its wonder, all its little things, all its simplicity, you know, just having a quarter pounder with cheese, you know, it's just, you know, something, you know, that you appreciate, I guess, you know, when you're so sick and, you know, just like Phil said, you know, holding your wife's hand or, you know, just the sand and the salt water between your toes and, you know, just enjoying the sunset, you know, like he says, the sun's, the blood orange sun sinking below the Pacific Ocean. Everything becomes, as he says, a new experience because, you know, you see it in a new way now. You appreciate it more, appreciate life more, every little thing that is life, that life can give you, just see it in a new way. So well said, Peter, and a great right to that prompt indeed.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. Yeah, you know, you do see things more clear. You know, great, just powerful imagery and metaphors throughout. Great opening lines. I lie, a withered wool sock puppet curdled on a hospital bed, a leaky pink bag of enzymes flood my abdomen with razors and broken glass. Just, it really hits hard. And then the realization of the gift of life, you know, then it's also it's a very real feeling piece, you know, especially with lines like, you know, I don't chase buses anymore. Solving physics problems with my kids means we get to eat quarter pounders afterwards, sand grit and saltwater foam rubbing between my toes. You know, I really like how this speaks on the reality of life and, you know, on enjoying the simple pleasures of life. So absolutely a wonderful write all the way through and very well done. Well, I have to say this has been a great show. We do have about 5 carryovers, and those I will put on my Break On Through show, which is an after midnight show on Friday. So I'll put them on that topic board to be read on that show, and if and you know, hopefully we get to them. But if not, they'll be on another show. So either way, we'll get those carryovers read. And thank you, Naomi and Jean, as always, for being my amazing twisted sisters. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening while we were on live, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. Thank you to Jenny Hunt for hanging out on the board in Late Night Poets. Appreciate that. Great poetry tonight and great reads and comments.
Absolutely.
And
join us tomorrow night for The Art of Seduction. I'm not sure who's running it tomorrow. Who is whose show? Is it Pam? Naomi?
Well, I think it's I'll figure that out later.
Okay. Ours, me and Pam.
Okay. Okay, so we have tomorrow is The Artist Seduction, followed by Headliner's Ball. And then we move into Thursday, which I believe is Richard's show. So, anyway, everyone have a wonderful night. Great, great show, Pam. Great pump. And thanks for sharing,
everybody.
Good night. Naomi, feel better.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.